Thursday, October 17th. Jam your toast. 6:30 a.m. I wake up crying. My fingers are digging into the sheets and my chest is heaving from my dream. Everything feels off. Wrong. My shirt is sweaty and sticking to me. There are tears on my cheeks. I wipe them off, upset with myself. Because I dreamed about Noah last night, and it wasn't a good dream. I shut my eyes, trying to clear the images from my mind. I was at Noah's house. I don't know exactly what we were doing, but we were laughing. He dragged me into his room, pushed me onto his bed, and I thought I knew what was going to happen. We were going to kiss. But then the dream changed, and suddenly I was at school and saw Noah in the hallway. I smiled at him. He smiled back. But instead of stopping to talk to me, he moved past me. I tried to keep up with him, but he kept going into different classrooms. And somehow, all the classrooms connected into a large maze, and I couldn't keep up with him. Every time I found him, it was like he was gone again, through the next door. I eventually caught him, though. I reached out and grabbed his arm. Suddenly, we were back in his room. Finally. I can't remember his words exactly, and I'm not sure we even spoke. But it felt like I heard him. Or understood him. We were lying in his bed, happy. Noah propped himself up. He pushed my hair behind my ear. But as he did, his smile shifted. It lessened. It was like he was reflecting on the memory of us. Even looking at me there, right in front of him, he looked nostalgic. Like he had moved on. Like he had let go of me. Like we were already over. I wrapped my fingers around his wrist, trying to show him that I was still here. I shook him, trying to get him to really look at me. To see me. But his expression didn't change. His smile slowly faded, and he got out of bed. I tried to speak, but I couldn't. My mouth moved, but no words came out. He couldn't hear me. And then Noah left his room. I got up to go after him, but when I got to his door, it was locked. I shook the handle over and over, but I couldn't get out. I was trapped. I tried to scream, but I didn't have a voice. I slammed against the door, but there was only silence. My fists didn't make a sound.